Emerson radio program. Still to come this hour, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. In moments. Mike will talk about telephone poles going through wood chippers. We have snakes on a plane tickets. And the sound of a DJ going crazy. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. This is the Rick Emerson radio program. Don't forget tomorrow, Scott Daly. From FilmFeverRadio.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show live from Los Angeles, where all good stories originate, Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
Very good morning. Good afternoon.
How's life in Los? Well, you ended up not being packed off to Boulder today.
No, that was good. I'm glad about that.
Now, are you really glad, or is that sort of a, like, McCarthy beat you up for the big story, or are you glad?
No, because...
I know you're all brothers and so forth.
Why did McCarthy go?
Yeah, no... I'm sorry. Maybe I was not supposed to. Yeah, no, we talked to him and he was on. He was nearly hit by a bus while speaking to us because he was on the road to the airport.
Ah, very good. Well, you know, the Emmys are coming up, so they don't want me to go anywhere.
Oh, I see. Okay. No, I mean, that's a fair point. Well, I mean, really, what is there to do in Boulder right now except just to sit and wait and hear the cops spit a bunch of non-news about
until the guy is actually extradited back, you know.
It's a whole bit of, I mean, I know, it's, you know, we got other stuff to talk about. It's a weird story, man, because it's like the guy supposedly, well, we have him, or he on tape where he confesses to it, and yet then they say, well, how did you get in the house? And he busts out the no comment. So,
well, he didn't really confess, though, either. He just said he was with her when she died. It was an accident.
Let me see. Where's the sound? I think we have this here. It's the, I'm sorry. Sarah, is my, that's me. I had it turned off. That's my fault. Wait, hold on.
Her death was an accident.
Okay, and then how did you get in the house?
No comment.
Blah, 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 blah.
No comment.
And blah, 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 blah.
No comment on that.
So it's just a whole lot of weird. You wonder if the police are just doing this because maybe they think he knows something, if they're just kind of beating the bushes a little bit to see what they get, or, I mean, it's all very strange.
I know.
All right. Well,
Ed will uncover it.
No, Ed will dig out the truth.
Yeah.
It's completely true. So here's the thing is, we had originally planned to talk to Gary Baumgarten today, simply because we've got a fixation on Joe Lieberman on this program. But really, it's a combination of two things. One is that we were afraid if we talked to Gary Baumgarten about Lieberman that he would go crazy again. And he's sort of, Gary lives on the, we love him, but he lives on the knife edge of mental collapse. And really, you get the feeling that he's a guy who just sits there, sometimes maybe alone, late at night, cleaning some sort of a knife at his desk and muttering about being the angel of death and about the time of cleansing being upon us. And so we try not to push him when he seems like he's in one of those moods. And so we talked to him, and Laura said, well, Jim Roop has got Mel Gibson. And as soon as we heard the syllables Mel Gibson, we were immediately all over it.
There you go.
So what is up with our friend Mel Gibson?
Well, he pleaded no contest. Well, his lawyer pleaded for him. He was not in court today. Lawyer pleaded no contest. The judge says, okay. 3 years probation, a year of alcohol rehab, treatment, blah, 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 community service, make a PSA against drunk driving, and everybody's beautiful.
Now, is he already, so when they force him into rehab, is that in addition to the rehab he's already done?
No. No, he has a year, he has to perform, well, there's several aspects of this alcohol treatment provision.
Right.
It's 7 days or 5 days a week for 3 months, 3 days a week for another 7 months, and then there's a couple of other things involved with it. So it's not that he's getting any credit for time served, if you will, doing the private alcohol anonymous thing at and what's his name's house? Who's he with? Nick Nolte's.
This is Gary Busey's house.
Private Alcoholic Anonymous meetings at Gary Busey's house or Nick Nolte, whoever.
Seriously. So is it your estimation, do you think that we'll ever see or hear the audio or video from that Mel Gibson arrest? Because I know that they tried to get it and somebody said no, but you know what? It's like we live in an era where all of those recordings eventually come to light.
The tapes are now on the way back to the sheriff's department. So once the sheriff gets them, because they're no longer in part of the investigatory file, they should, through the Public Information Act, be able to be obtained. So we'll have to see what happens.
There's a lot of... I was reading an article the other day. I think it was the New York Post or something. Somebody was writing about how they didn't think that this was really ever going to adversely impact his career. They didn't think it was going to have any long-term effects. And their logic was that he is... A, he's not kind of the hot young star anymore. It's not like he's a Heath Ledger type or whatever. And B, that so much of what he does now is a niche market and therefore niche finance that he doesn't really, it doesn't really matter if the studio bosses hate that guy or not.
Well, that's true. It's like Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner doesn't need to worry for a whole different set of reasons. That's because everyone has forgotten who he is.
You know, the best movie he ever made was a movie called Fandango.
Fandango. That's a great movie.
Yeah. That's the best movie he's ever made.
Yeah. And when
that was his first one.
And when he played But Kevin Costner's I believe this predates because when did Fandango come out?
Oh man, that was late '70s, early '80s.
Early '80s, because you know Kevin Costner. If you watch The Big Chill, Kevin Costner plays the wrists.
That's true. You're right.
He plays Alex, the dead guy, whose funeral is the reason they're all together. At the beginning, there's a shot of Alex's wrists being stitched up because he's killed himself.
Yep.
Kevin Costner's wrists.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, my part of him. Yeah, gotta get pretty early in the morning to get a Kevin Costner movie past me, my friend. All right.
I'm impressed. You know Fandango,
dude. I have no life, and I'm a loser.
I know you're not. That's a great movie.
Sit around and I wallow in celluloid. It's what I do, sir.
There you go.
Rick Dees is going back on the air down there again.
Yeah, I know. They kicked the country station out of the city.
Really?
KZLA barely broke like a one share. It was at that 93.9 for like a zillion years. And finally they just scrapped the format. I guess they're going to some mixed type of format. And they hired Dees to do the morning show.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And so when is that happening?
I think it happened already.
Has he just been on the beach, as they say in radio? Has he just been unemployed?
So he owns the beach.
He started a production company. You know, everybody does that crap, you know, and it didn't go anywhere.
He really wants to direct. Working on a novel about the golden years of radio.
You know, he claims he's had lots of offers, but this one seems to be the perfect fit. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I have to tell you that the thing about Rick Dees is everybody knows Rick Dees either from being on KIIS in Kiss FM in Los Angeles for so long or for doing Rick Dees Weekly Top 40, whatever the hell it is.
And he used to host Solid Gold for a while.
And Disco Duck. It's amazing how many facets of our culture, and I never thought I would use this phrase, it's amazing how many facets of our culture Rick Dees has really affected. If you see that stuff, that breath product, it's called Crystal Breath.
Yeah.
Rick Dees makes that.
You're lying.
I am not. If you go to the store, and it's kind of like that, there was another competing product. What was the competing
breath
product?
Breath Assure.
Breath Assure.
Yeah.
If you find that product called Crystal Breath, that's Rick Dees.
Are you sure that's not Crystal Meth?
Crystal Breath, come to think of it, is probably it's a really awkward name for a product, isn't it?
Crystal Meth. Rick Dees makes Crystal Breath. Come on, man. In his garage.
I never thought about that before. Crystal Breath, is that just some sort of an inadvertent... Did somebody not do their research, or are they trying to be wacky there, do you suppose?
That might be code, man.
I never thought about that. I wonder if Rick Dees is trying to sell us something. This is Rick Dees. I need help for my crystal meth problem. Right here on Kiss FM.
I gotta go buy some chemicals.
I can't do the big dumb Rick Dees voice. That guy, he's just got that really low warm voice. I can't really simulate it though. Hey, have you heard the tape of the DJ going crazy on the air?
No.
Let's play it now. Who wants to hear it?
I do. I think we all do.
Alright, Scotty, let me make sure that Scotty, are you, Scotty, can you hear me? Mm-hmm. All right, so this is clean. I can play this now, Scotty.
Clean
all right.
Enough.
It's clean enough. That really is our motto here. All right, and this is in the Thursday folder, is it? All right. Okay, great. Okay, so here this is. I'm trying to if I can remember exactly what radio station she's from. Let me look at this here. Sarah, will you turn down my computer for a second while I cue this up? So this is a real air check. I got this sent to me by like 100 people yesterday.
Wow.
I cannot remember the name of the station, but she will. It's like WBQI, I think.
Oh, the beak,
Scotty. Everybody loves the beak.
I can see what their mascot would look like.
God, have you seen there's that new station where it's like, it's not in Detroit, it's somewhere like there, it's called The Rock Pig or something. 101.1, The Rock Pig. It's such an embarrassing industry to work in. Why do you keep saying it's in Alabama, Scotty? It is, you hear from the sound of the ear check, it is a black woman. It is a woman of African American descent. Mm-hmm. And so Scotty keeps insisting that it's a you're not just saying that because it's a black female, are you, Scotty? That would be a horrible thing. Well, because I played it, I'm like, where is this from? And Scotty's like, Alabama, I think.
There are black females living in the South.
No, I understand that. I'm just wondering if he just said that random. If that's just the first. Scotty's from the suburbs.
He's probably a Baptist.
He's from the suburbs. He doesn't think like the rest of us. All right. Well, this is a real air check that has now been forwarded all around the internet. Let's now listen to this. All right. This is. And are, am
you,
I back up, sir?
Up
all right. Here we go.
The big station 93BLX is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Inetta the Move said, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying,
wait for it.
Listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
Come a big station, 93 BLX.
The best part is how she's quitting, yet she still has to hit the formatics correctly by she slams right into the sweeper there at the end. There you go, Jim Roop.
It's ridiculous.
It's gold. It's gold.
I'm not a dummy. It's ridiculous.
I quit this bitch. It's fantastic.
So after 6 years of making $6 an hour, wait till she gets to her 20th and 30th year and she's still making six fucking...
She just got a raise, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Why would you quit when you just got a raise? Now that's ridiculous.
We should get a line of this. I just start working the phrase ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Into more of our imaging here at AM 970.
Ridiculous.
All right. There you go, Jim Roop. I wanted to put a little smile on your face before you vanished.
That's a beautiful piece of work.
Thank you, sir. The glory of radio, my friend. All right, Jim Roop. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
There you go. CNN radio correspondent, Jim Roop there, right there in Los Angeles.
Mel Gibson said,
I quit this bitch.
Come a big station, 93 BLX.
Fantastic.
Mel Gibson's going to do public service announcements for drunk driving. Think we can get some?
Yeah, we totally should. Let's get them and play them relentlessly. Yep. Let me do let's see here. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Rick, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, you can get wood chippers that you can feed almost telephone poles into from the back.
From the back? Why would you have a wood chipper? Doesn't it seem logical that the wood chipper should always feed from the top? Always? Always?
No. No, so you can feed real long pieces into it. Just feed it in.
Or some guy at work that's always stealing your lunch. All right, thank you, sir.
Value disposal unit.
Okay, that's the end of that call. There you go, thank you. All right, 503-733-2970. All right, we got to do the Rockstar recap, and we got to give away these snakes. I have had it with these tickets. Do the blah, blah, blah. Snakes on a Plane debuts tonight, 10 p.m. We're going to be there at Century 16 Eastport. I'll tell you what, Scotty, we'll do a...
Oh, what was that?
Scotty keeps sending me these messages about a Mel Gibson hip-hop song. Is this from the Dr. Demento show? It seems like a thing I'm almost certainly going to regret playing. It'll be timeless. We can play it tomorrow. We got to do a high concept in reverse, Scotty. So I'll tell you what. We got another pair of tickets to Snakes on a Plane. So, Scotty, we'll go ahead and caller 5 will get to play high concept in reverse at stake. A pair of tickets to Snakes on a Plane tonight, 10 p.m. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Let's take a break here. We'll come back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Show. I quit this bitch. You stay right there. Back in a moment. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. 503-733-2970. You can also email me like it's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Rick, this email says, the subject line, by the way, is Bruce effing Willis. Rick, I knew who it was as soon as you said, not at this time. When asked about being a celebrity couple, I was yelling Bruce Willis at my radio while getting a damn busy signal on the phone. Now I feel all superior. Yes, I am a goddess because I could guess which celebrity is allegedly shaking and seeing hallucinations of circus animals smoking corncob pipes in Newburgh while going through detox. Hooray for me. All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Coming up, we have Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. We have Lycus at 3, Don and Mike at 7, etc., etc., so on and so forth. And we all have Snakes on an MFing Plane tickets we're going to get to. And we're going to be doing the Rockstar Recap as well. It occurred to me, with all of our bitching about Dave Navarro and the douche and so forth, we never actually got to the Rockstar Recap. We will do that as well. Scotty, what did... Oh, I see. All right. Thank you. All right. 503-733-2970. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a pair of tickets here to Snakes on a Plane if, that is, someone can discern the reverse high concept game that we're living with. Let me roll the... let's do a couple of them here, Scotty. So, I'll tell you what. We'll take... Yeah, let's just do another bank of callers, and we'll do this guy, and then we'll do some follow-up here, because there's no guarantee that they'll get anyway. All right. It's 503-733-2970 if you'd like to play. 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, hey.
All right. Are you ready to play reverse high concept for a pair of tickets to Snakes on an MFing Plane?
I'm ready as I will ever be, and I'm pretty ready.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I will give you the high concept title of an actual film. You must tell me what film I am really talking about. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The high concept title of this film is... It's like Hamlet, but it's animated and crap, and Elton John sings.
Lion King.
Oh! I thought that was really going to throw people. Sarah's giving me the look of pure, unbridled contempt. Congratulations, sir. It is the Lion King. Is it the Elton John part that tipped it?
No, I remember, because I was like 11 when that movie came out, that the Oregonian review of it, the sub-headline was Bamlet.
You were reading the Oregonian when you were 11? You had a lot of spelling bees, too?
I was listening to Rush Limbaugh when I was 6.
Okay. Kevin, we're going to put you on hold now. Scotty will get your information. Thank you, sir. All right, you're going. I quit this pitch. You're going to see Snakes on an MFing Plane, Kevin. Hang on a second. Don't go anywhere. We'll put you right there. All right. All right. Is this Jimmy?
Jimmy Joe.
Please don't call yourself Jimmy Joe.
My first name.
Okay. Jimmy Joe isn't a first name. That's a first name and a middle name.
It's a first name.
What is your full name? What does it say on your driver's license?
Jimmy Joe Allen.
Okay. Jimmy Joe Allen?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe is your middle name.
No.
You can't have a first name that is two words and claim you have no middle name.
It's come up before, and you didn't mind that.
Has it come up before?
Have Maybe you it's J-I-M-I-J-O.
No.
Have you called before? Have we had this? Is this like a Groundhog Day? Are we having the same argument we've had once in the past?
Yeah, I feel like I'm freaking out.
Dude, my hands are huge. Okay, sir, sir, I'm going to read you the high concept title for a film. You must deduce which film I am talking about. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Okay, this one's a little tricky. Now I'm throwing a tough one at you because they've all been really easy. We did Minimum Wage Slackers talk about Star Wars. We did the Retard Runs His Way Through History. This one's a little tricky.
Okay, I'm ready.
The high concept title for this film, and again, this is for tickets to Snakes on a Plane. Nearly impossible to get now. You need them. The high concept title is this. Lesbians kill a guy and eat his body in the South.
Lesbians kill a guy and eat his body in the South?
Yes, lesbians kill a guy and eat his body in the South. And Sarah has already gotten it. She's mouthed the words. Tim Riley, do you know the film I'm referring to?
I do.
Tim Riley and Sarah both get it.
I have to guess.
Won't you feel foolish if after talking so loud and long about, you know, Jimmy Joe and your first name, and Jimmy Joe just sounds Southern, you ought to get this one.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
All right, lesbians kill a guy and eat his body in the South.
Lesbians kill a guy and eat his body in the South.
Yes.
I'm going to have to guess. I don't think it's right. Thumb on Louise.
No, sir. No, you could not be more wrong. That is completely and utterly wrong. All right, Sarah, would you like to announce what the that film is?
I believe the answer is Fried Green Tomatoes.
Fried Green Tomatoes, indeed. That is
right.
It's a great movie, but have you seen that movie?
In the theater.
It's a great movie. And, you know, it was marketed all wrong. If they had just pitched it as lesbians and cannibalism, guys would have been all over it, but they pitched it as some sort of sappy love story. And so as a result, no man...
Lesbians,
oh, there's completely lesbians. They're making out in the river and so forth. Totally lesbians. If they had no guy ever went to see... It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer always got pegged.
She was pregnant. She couldn't have been full lesbian.
They made... Okay, well, look, all women are lesbians. We know this. All women are... they're a six-pack away from that experience, and you know that to be true. And the fact that Tim and Sarah, who were not told the answer, both knew what we were talking about. So, yeah. All right. Sorry to callously take that chance to see the film away from you, sir.
You killed my whole weekend.
Yeah, well, I do what I can. All right, and we're done. Thank you. All right, there you go. It's Jimmy Chung. Well, let's do one more then. Will, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going very well. Are you ready to play High Concept in Reverse for a pair of tickets to Snakes on a Plane?
Snakes on the Plane!
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to give you the high concept title. You tell me the film I'm referring to. Hot lesbian sleeps with comic book nerd.
Hot lesbian sleeps with comic book nerd.
If you don't get this one, you got to turn in your geek card.
He just described the entire plot.
Hot lesbian sleeps with comic book.
Now listen, if you listen really closely, you can hear thousands of geeks screaming out in horror that you don't know this.
I can hear them yelling.
I can hear Aaron actually screaming at his radio from here and then ending it with epic tool. Hot lesbian sleeps with comic book nerd.
Drawing a blank.
Oh, this is so
sad.
This is so satisfying.
This movie so bad too.
All right, I'm gonna give you another 10 seconds.
Okay. It's gotta be. Chasing Amy.
Did I get it? That is it.
Yes.
How did you... Now, wait a minute. Now, if you had no idea, how did you... Of all the billions of movies in the world, how would you pick that one out of the hat?
Oh, man. It just came to me at the last second.
Literally, that was the last second. That was actually the last. Congratulations, sir. Let's give... That's well done.
Good job.
That was really amazing.
That's God's handiwork.
That really was the hand of providence reaching down. Will, I'm going to put you on hold. You are going to see Snakes on an MFing plane tonight.
You rock, Rick.
All right, thank you, sir. No, sir, you rock. No.
We all rock.
No, sir, we're all winners here today.
This is the station that really rocks.
I quit this bitch. All right, there you go. We'll do one more. We got one more pair before the end of the show. That was pretty amazing right there. That was worth your price for admission. We got the City Desk. We got Rockstar Recap, and we have Clyde Lewis, who is on the line. I should have known this would happen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the original Harry Scary Guy to the Rick Emerson Show, our good friend from ClydeLewis.com. Clyde Lewis. Hello, sir.
The world is ending.
Okay.
It just is. I'll tell you why. UFO over Hawaii just reported, huge, big, whatever. I don't know what it is, but they said it looked like an errant missile now. And then, of course, North Korea says, hey, guess what? We fired a missile today. Big question. Yeah, they did. Another thing, they shot the Hellhound of the Hollows today. I sent you pictures,
okay.
Rick.
You should send them to me because you know Rick.
And the Hellhound.
Go to your email and look at them. They're pretty scary.
The Hellhound of the Hollows is what?
The Hellhound of the Hollows. Aaron first brought my attention to this. It was a scary thing. It was this creature.
Is this in Maine?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Half rodent, half dog.
Residents are wondering if an animal found dead over the weekend may be the mysterious creature that has mauled dogs, frightened residents, and been the subject of legend for half a generation.
Yes. And I sent pictures of it. It had horns, and it's scary looking.
Yeah, this is, according to the article, listen to this, according to the news story, it is, quote, a hybrid mutant of something.
Right.
End quote. There you go.
But I sent you pictures of the dead animal. It's all pretty creepy.
It's on my website as
well.
Thank
you, sir.
Okay, cool. And then, the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Yeah.
Guy's a liar, big time.
So let me understand this. Wait, hold on, because this is blowing my mind.
He's just trying to get on the Tonight Show.
No, I'm just... But am I to understand that you, Clyde Lewis, you are questioning, see, because, like, the news is all reporting one thing, but then, like, you're saying it's something else.
Well, here's what he tells police.
My hands are huge.
Oh, I was driving down the street, and I picked up JonBenet Ramsey, and I picked her up from school. Anybody remember when she was killed? Christmas time.
Right, Christmas.
Christmas time?
They found her Christmas Day. Yeah, they found her.
Also, there was breaking and entering in the back window. Did he say that he did that?
Well, he wouldn't answer it. They asked him. In fact, we have him. This is him being asked, how did you get in the house?
No comment.
I don't know if you can hear that. Let's do it.
No comment.
And then they say, blah, 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 blah.
No comment. No comment.
Like three different times he says no comment.
Of course, because he doesn't know. And another thing he said, too, is that he drugged her. No drugs were found in the body. None. None. That's a big lie. This guy's a freak. He's one of those people that has this disorder. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Munchausen by proxy.
Well, he's an attention whore.
Well, who need validation and love in some way, so they make up stories in order to get that validation. And also, he probably is copping a plea because he got busted for child porn and all.
Well,
probably
he
was hanging out in Thailand. Figure that one out.
Wasn't it hanging out? How creepy is that? That he has kiddie porn, and yet in Thailand they will hire him to be a second grade teacher.
Well, you know how it is.
Oh, I know.
About this before. You and I back my unpleasantness, which was me.
Let's be. Well, we talk about this. That Clyde and this is more Clyde's thing than mine. I've done some stuff with this, but Clyde, for a long time, you've been a member of a movement called Don't Buy Thai, which is very much about not, and it's not about wiseacres can keep it. It's not about Thai food. It's about not giving money to things that go to Thailand, not buying from Thailand, etc. Because the government is they have such a lackadaisical policy about kiddie porn and child sex rings. They just don't even care about it over there. So
right. So around that time, I was investigating a child sex ring that was actually out of the Mountain West and Colorado, Utah, and places like that, and it all got traced back to Thailand.
Yep.
And I was doing my investigation. I ran into a guy by the name of Sean Parliman, who lived in Oregon for a while. And the guy basically was harassing me, and now the man is dead because he got busted for being a pederast.
Man, he's dead!
And he committed suicide. Yay for us. What had happened is that, this guy is the same as, like, Parliament. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that is looking for attention, and is probably has all kinds of hidden problems, and I'm going to stick by my story and say that they're eventually going to reveal that this guy's lying through his teeth.
Well, it actually wouldn't surprise me. There's a whole lot of stuff that doesn't add up, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I was talking about hoaxes, remember, about a week or 2 weeks ago. I
like said the there lady a lot with of hoaxes Vaseline on the plane.
Coming forward.
Yes, totally.
And I said, this is going to be one of them, and I think this is one of them, and I think the other one is what happened in Britain. This whole terrorist attack is a hoax as well.
All right. You going to be? I hate to interrupt. We're short on time. Are you going to be at Snakes on a Plane tonight, sir?
Snakes on an MF plane. You darn right. I'm going to be there.
Fantastic. 10 o'clock.
I got my shirt on. I'll be there with the shirt on, looking nice.
Excellent. We will see you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Clyde Lewis. Find out more at clydelewis.com. We'll see you tonight, man.
All right. Take care.
There you go. Snakes on a Plane. We still haven't done the Rockstar recap, and we got another pair of tickets to do. It's all very frustrating.
Tim has a news pile too.
Do you feel like we should break here?
I guess we probably should just get it out of the way.
I think we should forge ahead. Full speed ahead.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I quit this bitch. That's going to
that
be
the official. That was Tim Riley saying that.
I quit this
Tim,
bitch
will you
is
say
the
it?
New...
what's that?
I quit this bitch.
I quit this bitch.
Genius. I quite like being a pervert. all right, it's 503-733-2970. That was heard on a film set the other day when Tim and I were doing them. Because you played... What was it? You were a pervert and I was a tweaker?
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
And what was your line as the pervert? Did we do this off the air or on the air?
No, we were talking about it off the air.
I don't remember my line.
Because it was a whole lot of film noir, and my line was, well, I had two lines, but my main line was, yeah, sister, the word's all over the street that you knuckled it big time. I got your line, but it ain't something for nothing.
Oh, I have the script.
We do you for us, and you got to do for...
doesn't Tim look somebody up and down?
Tim looks a woman up and down and says... Okay, Tim is actually getting a copy of the script. In the meantime, Scotty, we'll go ahead and... Let's go ahead and take the last set of calls here for Snakes on an MFing Plane tickets. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. This is the last pair. This is the final pair of tickets we have to Snakes on a Plane. If you'd like to play High Concept in reverse, it's 503-733-2970. Tim, what is the line you say in this film noir that we were in?
Let's see. I don't mind that you're here. It's so nice to see you. You're looking very, very lovely.
And then she says something about... I say something
I know. You can play Kim.
Okay.
Let me try this. I don't mind that you're here.
And then I say...
It's very nice to see you. You're looking very, very lovely.
Put the rooster back up on the fence there, big fella. I need a line on my man, Rick.
And then I say, So I heard. Word on the street is you knuckled it big time. Knox got away, now you come crawling back to us to save your ass. And then you say, if that's what I've, something.
Oh, if that's what you heard, then it must be true.
Okay, but the best line here is when I tell, in this movie, I tell Kim, I got your line, sister, but it's going to cost you. We do for you, you got to do for us.
Oh, that's a big segment. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, don't you dare go there. Not yet anyway, because here's how we're going to shake it. You're going to give me the line I need, because if you don't, I'll take the little walk to the other side of the ring and tell old Vinny how you sold me, his cousin Bishop, for a song. You don't want me to do that, do you?
And I say, no, no, I do not.
I prefer my lace to stay unbroken. Thank
you very
much.
This is not even the line I'm talking about. There's a line where Tim looks the woman up and down, and he says something like, I can think of quite a few things you can do for
her. However.
Oh, here we go. And I can think of a few things you can do. Actually, quite a number of things.
And the best part is how Tim's given her the long, lascivious look up and down. All right. We should break here. Let's take a break. We come back. We will give away this final pair. I have had it with these MFing tickets to this MFing film. So we're going to do this. We'll come back. It's 503-733-2970. We may end up actually playing a little bit of this rock star stuff when we get back. If not, we'll squeeze in some City Desk News. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. It's 503-733-2970 if you'd like to take part in this, the Rick Emerson Show, as we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of our program. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email it's rick@rickemerson.com. We got Likas coming up around 306. We got Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, Stephanie Miller tomorrow at 6 a.m., etc., etc. Snakes on a plane tonight, 10 p.m. We got the final pair of tickets we're going to be giving away here in just a moment. The final pair of tickets. So let us, let's see, where did I put the, ladies and gentlemen, let us now go to the Folgers, they say, for another exciting installment of High Concept in Reverse for the final pair of tickets, the Snakes on a Plane. Is this, Patty?
It sure is.
Patty, how you doing today?
I am fan-flippantastic.
Excellent. You've got spunk, too.
I'm ready for SOAMFP.
You know, it really is tempting just to give you the tickets for that. But unfortunately, you got to actually win them. All right, here's the deal. In honor of Snakes on a Plane, which is the greatest film title ever, we are going to give you the high concept title of an existing film. You must tell us what the actual film is. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Here is the high concept title of an actual film. It's like Clerks, but it's all, you know, Negroes.
Would that be Barbershop?
Yes!
Yeah,
there you go. Congratulations.
Am I the first girl to win?
I believe so. You're probably the first girl to win anything ever on this program because it's all metal lyrics and Kevin Smith films. So there you go. Patty, congratulations. You are going to see the 10 o'clock showing of Snakes on an MFing plane tonight with all of us because Rick Emerson cares, Patty.
And you do. We love you for it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty's going to get your information. We will see you tonight. There you go, kids. Snakes on a Plane tonight, 10 p.m. And is Sarah will be there? And is your doing boyfriend going to be there?
Yes, I just bought him a ticket.
All right.
See, we don't even get to, you bought our tickets.
I actually did.
You guys are the only ones that get free tickets because we had to pay for ours.
This all started with Janet Jackson.
Hi. Totally. Here's what's happening at CBS. I had to buy my own tickets to Snakes on a Plane. No, that's how much we care about you, the people, though. We could have kept a pair of those tickets callously for ourselves, but no. We purchased our own tickets so that we'd be able to get them away.
$6 an hour.
$6 an hour. I was just going to say that.
Now you know.
I don't have to quit this bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the City Desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley. best show ever.
Wait, what's that?
Thank you.
Well, that's close enough. Kind of a combination of three different things.
Here. It's the best show ever today. It really is.
It
without
is.
Flaws.
Well, let's get right to it, shall we? This is Tim Riley reporting. A federal judge has ruled today that the government's warrantless wiretapping program is unconstitutional and ordered an immediate halt to it. U.S. District Judge Anna Diggs Taylor of Detroit began the first judge's strike down the National Security Agency's program.
Anna Diggs Taylor? Is that like Joni Lovechachi?
Yeah, and there are no hyphens between names. Okay. It's a lady judge.
She's like Jimmy Joe.
It violates the rights of free speech and privacy.
First of all,
separation of powers.
Let's get back to that Jimmy Joe guy for a second. You can't call up and say that your name, was it Allen? Jimmy Joe Allen?
Maybe his brother John Boy.
Well, you can't have three first names. All your names, unless you have a radio job, that's it. If you have a radio gig, you can have multiple first names. Like, you always hear those guys in the radio. What's your name? John David? Jimmy Joe Allen. If he had another name, like if it was Jimmy Joe Robert Allen, that'd be one thing.
Oh, Jimmy Joe Allen's barbecue.
When you look at a birth certificate and it says Jimmy Joe Allen, Joe is your middle name. Now maybe you've just sort of linked the two in your head over time, but Joe is your middle name when that's what it says in your... I'd like to find the parent of that guy and ask him what the hell he was thinking. All right, so there you go. Do we have other sound that we didn't get through today?
Yeah, we had tons of it, but we already covered the material.
The best part is I can hear you washing your hands of it in your head. Like, I can hear the sound of you going, well, we had it, but never mind. It's just sort of moving along. Mm-hmm. All right.
Aww.
Okay.
Well, Justin Timberlake backtracked from criticism of American Idol winner Taylor Hicks after telling Fashion Rocks magazine the 29-year-old singer can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Oh!
He continues to say, the guy who won, people think he looks so normal, he's so sweet, he's so earnest, but he can't carry a tune in the bucket. Do you realize how much pressure somebody put on him? He continued to say, if he has any skeletons whatsoever, if God forbid he's gay, all these people in Mississippi who voted for him are like, oh my God, I voted for a queer.
Yes. Did Justin Timberlake say that?
Yes.
God forbid. Yes, God forbid he have the gay.
Ken Sunshine, his representative.
Ken Sunshine. Okay, no one who has a representative named Ken Sunshine is allowed to use the phrase,
Jimmy Joe Sunshine.
God forbid he's gay. Ken Sunshine.
Well, he said these comments are taken completely out of context.
What context could you put those in which they would sound proper? God forbid, yes. God forbid. He's a Negro.
Three men spent about 4 days in the Madison County Jail in Danielsville, Georgia, after fishing in someone's pond without permission. They caught all the fish that were meant
for children.
To give disabled children a day of fun.
I knew it. Well, you know, disabled. Here's the thing, is the vast majority of disabled children don't know when they've lost something or when they've had an opportunity taken away from them.
Oh, there are plenty of fish in there, kids. Just sit there, you'll catch one.
they're imaginary. They're invisible fish.
They're visiting from the blind school.
They're magic fish. They can't actually be seen. We're all going to hell. Real quickly while we're here. While we're all here, let's all quit this bitch. I got a couple of these rock star cuts because there's no point in playing it tomorrow. But this is... I got a text message last night. I know we should have done this like at 1 o'clock. What are you going to do? We're busy. We have been so busy with these MFing snakes.
Yeah.
I got a text message last night because I was on the way because I had met with Sarah and Nate and I were out last night, and then I went back to my house, and then I went to the 48-hour film project. And
you
Squid.
Live a busy life.
Yes.
For someone with nobody to take him to get a car.
My whole life is just for a guy with no car, no friends to help him get the car.
I told you I'd give you a ride to get the car.
You'll give me part of a ride. If I take the Max out there, you will take me the other two blocks.
What Mel Gibson thinks of your life.
Yes, wait, hold on. Thank you. You know, my whole life is,
my life is...
Thank you. My whole life is like
I take it the full way, but that means the dogs would have to wait to be taken outside. We don't need that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I have to think of what's important.
My whole life is like those first three pages of black and white photos in Playboy magazine. That's just nothing but nonstop interest and excitement. But I got a text message last night while I was on my way to the 48-hour film project, the screening, and it was just from Kristen. Like, do you ever get this? Do you ever get text messages?
I never get a text message or phone calls.
Have you ever sent a text message?
No.
I never get phone calls. No one writes. No one calls. No one calls Lieberman or Zoidberg. It was so desperately poor and lonely. But I'll get text messages sometime, and you know it's from someone you know. But because you have a cell phone these days, you don't know what their phone number is, and it doesn't say their name.
No.
So I'll get messages. Like, I got a message like this last night. It was a message from somebody, and it said, hey, I was going to go to this film festival with you, but the line's really long. Screw that. Call me later. I'm looking down. I have no idea who it is. It's just the phone number. I don't know whose number it is. No name. I have no idea. But I got a text message last night around 8:15, and it was from Kristen, and it just said, the fix is in! And that's it. And I assumed that they were going to boot Storm out last night when I got that text message. But the fact that the fix was in reflected the fact that Delana got to sing that Supernova song, which I didn't hate. I didn't hate the Supernova song because I'm a big fan of that really trashy gutter rock. But she was not the right person to sing it. She is not the right person to sing
maybe
anything.
Maybe that's what they realized last night.
Maybe. I hope so. But
Lucas just looked like he needed a hug.
That's the best part is when something goes right for Delana now and you see Lucas just seething. And what is with that duct tape that he wears, or that electrical tape he wears on his arm? Have you noticed that now?
I know it's like a splotch of it on his left shoulder.
If you look on his, left shoulder.
Oh, maybe it's Kabbalah duct tape.
There's obviously some tattoo that he covers with electrical tape. They make him cover it. And Lara speculated that he actually has a tattoo that says Supernova. That is Lara's speculation. Not that it's a spoiler he's been picked, but she thinks that he is such an egotistical a-hole that he's gotten a Supernova tattoo just like... is like a little bit of inked trash talk, and that they're making him cover it. So I don't know. Let me find the appropriate thing with the whole deal and the let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris, official stenographer of the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Hello.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
No, not bad at all.
All right. Well, I've gotten to nothing today. I know that.
No. You got the celebratory music ready?
Yes.
Because you got to Nate Morton, the drummer. You got to the ticket giveaway. You talked to Chris Neven, the blogger. You got the crazy DJ story, Ed McCarthy, and Jim Root.
Does that mean I got to everything?
You got to all six items you teased today, which means you get to take 3 push-ups away and go to 45.
Yeah! In your face, Sarah Dillon! Woo, 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 woo,
you're
woo.
Doing push-ups in front of everyone at the movie theater tonight just for that.
I hate you.
All right, well, you have to make sure you let me know how many he does so I can take them off.
Will do.
Are you going to be there tonight, sir?
Unfortunately, no. I have to deal with parents on a plane. I got to pick up my parents at airport at 10:30.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, we'll give you the lowdown tomorrow on it.
Hey, Chris, Boba Fett and I were commenting. We were talking about the duct tape on Tuesday night.
Let's be clear here. You were talking about the duct tape, the electrical tape on Lucas's arm.
That's correct. That's correct. We came to the conclusion, theory slash whatever, that it might be some sort of obscene tattoo of a male anatomy.
Really? Oh, yeah, maybe, because that seems to be the default whenever guys don't know what to draw somewhere. They just draw a big, a big tool.
Or it just says something about the character of Lucas.
Yeah, I suppose. That guy's all kinds of weird. You know, he's a guy who probably, what was that? Here's what just happened. I said, he's a guy who probably, and then Sarah looks over and gives me the knowing smile and goes, uh-huh.
Spend some time in the Playboy Mansion with Dave Navarro?
See, I didn't even, that's not even what I was going to say.
Oh.
The funny part, I hadn't even finished the sentence, and you were like, yes, sir. That's funny that your mind went a whole different direction.
What were you going
to
say?
I don't even really know. I was just going to say that he probably stinks.
All right.
What is it you and stinking?
I don't know. Chris, thank you, sir.
Talk to you tomorrow.
You think everybody stinks?
Everybody does. Brad Pitt, doesn't that guy look like he smells? Brad Pitt looks like he reeks.
It's been reported that Brad Pitt does stink.
This just in. Tim's gone now. Goodbye. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. News Director Tim Riley, Scotty J. More than an intern manager of the Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. Like us next, Donna Mike at 7. We'll see y'all tonight at Snakes on a Plane. See y'all in 21 hours for more of the Rick Emerson Show. As always, don't let the bastards grin at them. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.